7:13 ruined it's on this Monday morning after an incredible weekend of footy. First of all, Roo, let's have a listen to the end of the power game.
So Pollock now, already mentioned, he's been a very handy player this afternoon. He's important. At his best, he's going to be a good player for Port Adelaide. And they are home the power. Round one of 2017. They haven't won here since 2006. Port Adelaide get the 4 points at the SCG. A big win to Port Adelaide.
I just want to take you back to Friday. One of the most astute judges of football that I've ever heard predicted this on Friday. I do think Port Adelaide get Sydney at the right time. Yeah. Sydney are a month behind in training.
I'm going to give you 15 seconds, because that is all you need to say why it is the right time.
Because
you haven't watched them.
No, but Sydney are a month behind in training because they played in the grand final. And that means those teams traditionally start slowly. That's my theory. That's all I'm saying. I don't like to boast, but...
Hey, Alice, can you get this little grab from Friday when I said something that was right?
No, Port Adelaide were amazing, Roo. I thought right from the coach's
tell
box down to the
really
players.
Think.
No, I'll tell you what. Right from the first bounce, they were having a go. And it's something we haven't seen for a couple of years where they just played on at all costs. They took the game on.
Yep.
And most importantly, beat Sydney at contested ball, at clearances, all the important things.
And that's the only way you can beat them up there in a small ground in Sydney, a little bit heavy underfoot. They'd had a lot of rain up there and they were brilliant. They were back to their best.
Yep.
And that's the disappointing thing for Port the last 2 years. They are a better side than what they've been performing. They have got bucket loads of talent there. There's no doubt about it. They just haven't been able to get it right. Let's hope for Port fans that over the summer they've worked out what has been going on and that they've fixed it. Because if they have, they'll go straight back up the ladder where they were 2 years ago, contending for a flag, if they can do it every week.
Well, they attacked and they took the game on. Paddy Ryder was outstanding and
he's like a new recruit.
Enabled them to win clearances. His tap work was just brilliant.
He may well be fresh as a daisy after a year off.
Yeah.
People didn't know what a year off was going to do for some of these players. But Essendon come out and beat Hawthorn. Half their side had a year off. So it'll be interesting to see. And you got a few players coming back too still. You had no Pittard, no Broadbent.
No, Brody played.
Oh, did Brody play?
Yeah, played well.
No, Monfries, I meant, as well. And do you have anyone else out? That's enough. Robbie Gray didn't play.
MP will come into the side.
Gray didn't have any impact because he was injured from the start. He's your best player. So there's a bit of upside there for Port as well.
All right, and yesterday the Crows, phenomenal.
Hang on a minute, Roos, you better take this in. Guess who they're chanting? It's a great venue, isn't it? Awesome. And it's not even at his end.
Pull your shorts up, Eddie.
Yeah, he loves the big nicks. And here comes the superstar Betts on the siren for the perfect finish. Oh, yeah. Finishing it off in superstar of the Adelaide Crows. They win it by 56 points.
That was amazing. I can quote you, Ditz. No, the Crows did play well. The first quarter, it looked, can they keep up with the Giants here? They look really fast and look dangerous. A little bit concerned. But the last three quarters absolutely flogged them. They won by 56 points. Could have won by 100. Could have won by 15 goals. Honestly, I think the scoring shots were 37 to 22. Inside 50s were 65 to 47. They dominated possession. Didn't have Tex out there. He was a late withdrawal. No, they got other injuries as well. But a lot of those younger players are starting to step up now and starting to get a bit more depth. And they look fantastic. GWS, I don't think, were at their best for some reason. They couldn't get themselves right for round one. That's got to be of some concern for Leon Cameron. But the Crows were very, very good. And it was very hot. It was mid-30s yesterday, humid, and they ran the game out. They had a few blokes underdone, like Rory Sloane. Riley Knight come in late for Tex, and he's underdone, and he did a good job as well. So that was awesome as well. The other great thing over the weekend was the women's game. It rated very well. This is an interesting stat. The Crows girls game from Metricon Stadium rated higher than the Port v Sydney game. Which is unbelievable, really, isn't it?
It is.
It's unbelievable.
And got a bigger crowd than the Q Clash.
Bigger crowd, yeah. Bigger attendance at the game.
Yeah.
it was a great game to watch. And because they don't score highly, it's always close. But they go in so hard, the girls, and they're just absolutely stoked. It was brilliant at the Oval yesterday. They went around the ground before the game started, and then again at half time they went down there. You know, they are pinching themselves what's happened. I think women's football's been amazing. It'll be interesting to see what the AFL do next year, whether they give it a little bit more time.
And what about this champion winning the medal?
Today's winner for the best on ground goes to Erin Phillips, Adelaide Crows.
Firstly, I'd like to say massive congratulations to Brisbane on a fantastic season. You guys are incredible all year and pushed us right to the end today. I'd like to thank the AFL, Gil McLaughlin. I mean, what a league. It's the best league I've been a part of, and I'm so proud to be a Crow, and I'm proud of these guys, so thank you so much.
Erin Phillips, yeah, best on ground. Well done. The equivalent of the Norm Smith medal. Sarah Perkins, Tex Perkins, will join us, just after 8 o'clock today, Roo. So, great stuff. Big weekend of footy.